Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the channel where we talk Kanye West. My name is Travis Bean. I can never remember what Chris says. Does he say, this is the channel where we talk? I always try to repeat it and then I end up just like saying my own thing and it sounds weird and maybe I should just come up with my own way of saying it. Anyway, my name is Travis Bean and got some good news for you today. Really interesting. This is an interesting demarcation point for me here because I grew up loving Elvis Presley. My grandma was obsessed with Elvis, like had photos of him all around the room, had a giant velvet painting of Elvis that I actually inherited from her after she passed away, because we were always obsessed with it as kids and loved it, and would dress up like Elvis at her house. And so I grew up loving Elvis, and now Kanye has officially passed Elvis Presley. Kanye, my new favorite artist, the person I'm going to be obsessed with and that my grandkids are going to look at someday and be like, who's that? Now, Elvis Presley, or Kanye has passed Elvis Presley with the most, or not the most, but more Hot 100 entries on the Billboard charts than Elvis, which is insane. Kanye has now 110 entries and Elvis had 109, or he has 111 and Elvis had 110. We'll see when I get to the tab. But as you can see here, photos of Kanye breaking the news, and this quote from Kanye: when I say I want to be Elvis, people always say, what's wrong with you? Well, I want to be Elvis. I want to be better than Elvis. And now, technically, if you go by the number of Hot 100 entries you've had, he's right. Although I will say that the Hot 100 wasn't established until 1958. And at that point, Elvis had been pretty popular. His self-titled album had come out. It was the first rock and roll album on the top to top the Billboard charts. And it held the position for 10 weeks. And he had songs like Blue Suede Shoes on there. So obviously, like, a lot of hits that would have made the list. But Kanye still himself has a lot of time to get a lot more Hot 100 entries. So he's rising up those charts. Really awesome to see Kanye reaching this kind of milestone. We know how Kanye has always spoken highly of the legendary artist, and he's always wanted to catapult himself up to those levels, whether it be someone like Elvis or the Beatles or David Bowie, or obviously Michael Jackson, his biggest hero of all. And to see him get to this point is pretty amazing. In case you're wondering, the person with the most Hot 100 entries is, if you can believe it, Drake, who has twice as many as Kanye. This is an old list. This is from earlier this year, I think in May, or was it last year? This is from last year. So this is over a year ago. So Drake has undoubtedly has like 15 more by now. And the Glee cast is in second, Lil Wayne in third. That honestly surprised me. I mean, he puts out a lot of music, so. And I think it might count featured artist, which would explain why Drake is on here so much. And then Future, and then Nicki Minaj, who since then has been passed by Taylor Swift, who I was reading up on Taylor because I was like, I feel like she has to have more Hot 100 entries to this. And all 18 of her tracks on Lover, which came out in 2019, appeared on the Hot 100 charts, which is crazy. And then her next album, Folklore, all 16 tracks were on the Hot 100. So she quickly added to her score. And now I believe she became the number one female artist with the most Hot 100 entries, which 113. And that was in August 2020. So again, I would assume she's added more since then, because I'm not sure Evermore had come out by then. So anyway, I wasn't able to find an updated list. There's no Wikipedia page for it, as far as I could tell. So I'm not sure what the actual tally is and where Kanye sits in the top 10, but he's at least in the top 10, it looks like, because as you can see here, now he is even past Nicki Minaj, if Nicki Minaj hasn't had it any since this article was written. So that would put him in, I think, sixth place if he's after Taylor Swift. So pretty incredible that Kanye has pulled like something like this off. I believe Tell the Vision was the last song to get on there. It debuted at number like 46 or something. So yeah, pretty incredible. Kanye, he's as much flack as he gets, as much as it seems like everyone hates him, like his music just continues to climb up the charts and rank well. And it's incredible to see. Like, we're just part of history here. It's so fun to be a fan of somebody who is so universally adored, even though maybe that's not the right way to put it, is loved all over the world by different people. It's really cool to see him gaining that notoriety and passing someone like Elvis Presley. It's such a, I think to Kanye himself, that's such an important thing to achieve, because it can feel like the whole world is against you sometimes, but to see that, like, no, like, people love you, people love your music, and like, they've continued to love your music and your songs have continued to push onto the charts. I just love seeing it. Makes me happy. So congrats, Kanye. If you like this video, or if you like this channel, please like, subscribe, comment, do anything you can to get YouTube to notice us, and so they can recommend our channel to other people. And other people can discover it, and also discover the beauty of Kanye West. And please listen to our podcast if you haven't. It's called Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, available on all podcast platforms. The Bad News episode just dropped. We're in the midst of covering 808s and Heartbreak. And the See You in My Nightmares episode might be out later today if I have enough time, but it'll be out by at least tomorrow. And we go song by song through Kanye's discography, discussing each one, the ins and outs, every line, every beat, whatever we can glom our hands onto to figure out the man who was Kanye West. Thanks for watching. Sorry if I was a little rambly. It's early for me, as you can tell by my hair, I'm sure. I just kind of rolled out of bed. Going to do a couple more videos, but yeah, thanks for watching, and stay wavy. Keep it loopy, I guess.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.